Murder in Montparnasse, written by Kerry Greenwood and read by Stephanie Daniel. "Hello," said Phryne. "I'm Phryne Fisher." Johnny Bedloe raised his eyes for a moment, murmured something, and looked away again.
"There was five of them," said Bert. "Old mates, old diggers. Seven with me and Cess. We get together every year about this time to have a yarn and a few drinks."
"Yes," said Phryne. What was making Bert so furious?
"Two of them are dead," said Bert.
"Yes," said Phryne encouragingly.
"And there's something wrong with the way they died. Come on, Johnny, you tell the lady." "First there was Mackie. He'd gone out to one of them soldier settler schemes, growing oranges up on the Murray. Found drowned in an irrigation ditch. Coroner said he was drunk. But what about them black bruises on his shoulder blades? What about them, eh? And Mackie never drank much." "Too right," said Cess.
Johnny Bedloe, once launched on his topic, was shaking with fury, red-faced. The hat tore under his fingers and his voice was loud and ragged.
"Then there was Conger. Supposed to have been fixing his van and it fell on him. But there was nothing wrong with the jack. No one tested it for fingerprints. No one wondered why he ought to be fixing his van in the dark. Inquest said accident. Accident! Ha!"
"You think that someone's been killing your old mates?" said Phryne. "Why would they do that?"
"I'd think it might be a coincidence," said Bert. "But for the car which knocked old Johnny right off the pavement and into your front fence. We got a murderer, all right, and you're going to find out who it is. And then," he added through gritted teeth, "I'm going to talk to him about it."
"Too right," said Cess.
"Oh," said Phryne.